96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
We recommend you not go to a place where Zika is spreading. And if you're pregnant and you live in an area where Zika is spreading, do everything you can to protect yourself against mosquito bites.
That's Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Tom Frieden updating Congress today on efforts to combat the Zika virus. And Frieden said researchers are working around the clock to confirm links between the virus and reported birth defects. But what is the Zika virus? What are the dangers? And should we be worried about it here in the United States? Well, joining me to talk about it are Dr. Saumil Doshi, Assistant Professor in the Division of Infectious Diseases at Howard University's College of Medicine, and Jovan Harley, host of The Traveling Eye on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. If you have any questions about the Zika virus, if you are traveling out of town this year overseas, perhaps south of the border to warmer climates, Mexico to the Caribbean, certainly please give us a call. We want to talk to you about your concerns. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ms. Harley and Dr. Doshi, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Dr. Doshi, let me start with you. Can you give me a perspective on what Zika actually is, how it is transmitted, and who is most at risk, particularly as it relates to these mosquitoes?
Sure. So Zika virus is actually a virus that's been around for quite some time. It's transmitted by mosquitoes, in particular a mosquito called Aedes aegypti. And that mosquito is actually present in basically all of the Americas with the exception of Chile and Canada. And it actually transmits several different diseases that we're aware of, such as dengue. However, Zika virus is something that recently came to be, in the news because it was thought to be associated with certain birth defects. Before this known association, what we knew is that it generally causes a mild disease. In fact, 80% of people who are infected with the virus, which, again, like I said, is transmitted by mostly by mosquito bites, are asymptomatic, meaning that they actually have no symptoms and they don't realize that they were infected. The other 20% tend to have a relatively mild disease. They can have a fever. They can have a rash. Sometimes they can have a conjunctivitis, which is a redness of the eyes, and you can get some itching of the eyes. And you might have some joint pains as well. Generally lasts about 2 to 7 days, and most people recover without any other problems. In terms of who's the most susceptible, it really doesn't discriminate, and it's pretty much anybody who hasn't had it before can get it as long as you're in an area that has these particular mosquitoes and where the virus is circulating.
What is the issue as it relates to women who are pregnant? Because we've seen lots of reports countries that are in South America and south of the border where there have been women who have had children where they've had small heads or other kinds of physical defects because of the Zika virus.
Sure. And so basically what happened was there was an outbreak of Zika virus in Brazil in 2015. And what they noticed was around the same time there was a pretty dramatic rise in these specific birth defects, something that's called a microcephaly, which means a very small head or cranium. And that can lead to developmental delays, and it is associated with visual defects as well as hearing deficits. And so they put two and two together, and they're thinking that although it's not absolutely proven yet, but there is a very strong correlation between having the Zika virus infection and having these birth defects. And so it's really pregnant women and women who are of childbearing age that we are most concerned about, because if you get infected during your pregnancy, you are at higher risk of having one of these birth defects. And so this is why it's now in the news.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Zika virus. If you're planning on traveling abroad, certainly this is an opportunity for you to call and get some questions answered. Let me go to Linda, calling from Sacramento, California. Linda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I was calling because for spring break, I'm taking my daughter to a trip down to Mexico, and she's only a freshman in college, but I'm wondering, should we be concerned at all, and what kind of measures should we take to protect her? Because I don't know what the long-term effects of this virus is if we just happen to be bit by a Zika-carrying mosquito while we're gone.
Doctor?
Sure. So, you know, if you are traveling to an area where Zika virus is spreading, and Mexico is indeed one of those areas, one of the things is, of course, if you are pregnant or are planning on becoming pregnant, we do recommend that you avoid such travel. If you're not planning on becoming pregnant or not currently pregnant, or if the travel is unavoidable, then the next best thing is to really try to avoid mosquito bites. And that can be done several ways. One is just to avoid being outside. Now, these particular mosquitoes are very aggressive, and they bite during the daytime, so that, you know, it's not so easy to escape them. So you have to stay in screened-in places or where there's air conditioning. If you are going to be going outside, you should wear long shirts with long sleeves and long pants, and you can also spray Environmental Protective Protection Agency, or EPA, registered insect repellents, such as DEET. You can also treat your clothes with something called permethrin. This is an insect repellent that you shouldn't be putting directly onto your body, but you can put it on your clothes, and it'll actually last for a day or two, and that can help protect you against mosquito bites as well.
Okay. Linda, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Zika virus tonight, and what the risks are, whether you are traveling abroad or here in the United States. Javon, can you share with me what you've heard when discussing travel over the past month or so? I would imagine this has hit the travel industry with a big bat, and there's got to be some concern out there.
Well, yes, there absolutely are major concerns that the traveling public has, travel providers like myself, we all have. And the main thing is that we want to know what countries are affected. And right now there are over 26 countries with confirmed Zika virus transmission. And so you really want to know who those countries are. And you can get that information at cdc.gov. And they have the list of the countries. So you really need to know, you really need to know what you should do, and if you have travel coming up, as Linda asked, should I be going? What are the effects of this? And the number one thing to know is that they are discouraging all pregnant women from traveling to these affected areas. And the other thing that you want to know is, how are the travel providers and companies handling this? Because a lot of people are saying, well, then what about if I want to cancel? What are my choices? And so you want to check with either the airline carrier that you're traveling with, the cruise line that you're traveling with, to see what their current policy is. And they have made some statements as far as what those policies are and what's available to you. There's also traveler's insurance, and so you want to make sure that you're fully informed about what you need to know, what countries are affected, what you can do to either avoid or prevent, and what to do if you feel sick. Let's say you go to a destination.
Well, Javon, I've got to stop you because I've got to take a break, but hold on, because I want to pick up where we left off after this break. A lot of things to consider. concerning what you were just talking about. So if you were on the phone, and that includes Marilyn from Northwest, we will talk to you. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Particularly if you're traveling this spring, this summer, or this fall, or here in the United States when the winter is over, what's going to happen with these mosquitoes? We're talking about all of those things concerning the Zika virus. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. The Inside segment will continue after a few seconds on Sirius XM, Channel 141.